This morning on Today's Money, love and dollars, a lot of dollars. In its July issue, Money Magazine takes a look at people who are on the hunt for billionaires. But what are the pitfalls when you hunt for a partner with money? Money Magazine's Jean Chatzky is today's financial editor. Jean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I wanted to say at the beginning of this, it just has a kind of a sleazy, superficial feel to it. People looking for billionaires to marry. But that's what this article is about, isn't it?
Well, it has the same feel to me, too. But this article is largely commenting on the fact that this is happening. This is out there. I mean, I've been here for 10 years, Money Magazine for 10 years. We've never written about anything like this before. And that's because it's never existed until now in a big way.
Because there are so many billionaires, you mean, at this point?
Right. There are 946 billionaires right now in the world. For the first time, the whole Forbes 400 was billionaires in the United States. If you go one tier down, there are about 85,000 people in this country with wealth of $30 million or more. And it's easier to find them if this is something that you're out looking for, because there are dating services, dating websites that focus on helping people find other people with money.
That are directly related to that, you're saying, that you go to just for that.
That have names like MillionaireMatch.com.
Are these women looking for men? Are they men looking for women? Is it a little bit of both? Or?
It's definitely a little bit of both. There are more billionaires who happen to be men. Of the 946, only about 40 are women. So if you're dead set on a billionaire, you're going to have a tough time finding one who is a woman. However, I think when we talk about this whole phenomenon of older women, younger men, we're actually talking about richer women, poorer men. We're just not saying it.
The whole cougar thing, in other
words. Exactly,
yeah.
The cougar thing, age of love and all of that.
So a man or a woman wants to find themselves a billionaire. Besides the websites they can go to, what else is out there?
Well, you have to figure out where the billionaires are to begin with. And that means looking in the different industries where they exist. About half of all billionaires that Money looked at, and they took a very scientific approach to this study, found their mates at work. So if this is something that you're up for, then you may want to go out there, get yourself an MBA, or get a job in finance or in the investment world, which is where most billionaires these days happen to work.
But boy, what a cynical thing you're saying. Get yourself an MBA so you can find yourself a billionaire?
Look, this is not how I want my daughter or my son, for that matter, out there dating. I want my kids to have their own money, as I'm sure you do, because when you have the money in the relationship, you have the power in the relationship. That's just the way it works. And so you need to know what you want in another person. But you know, there are people out there who say, I want this. I want to be wealthy, and this is one way to get there.
Okay, so besides getting the MBA or whatever it is that will get you closer to the person who is wealthy, what else can you do?
Well, you can look for common interests. I mean, if you look at the things that billionaires or very, very wealthy people do, they tend to spend a lot of money on luxury items. So focusing your interests on real estate or art galleries or collecting. You might get involved in charities where they are likely to be. If you don't have enough money to buy a ticket to their great ball of the year, well, then volunteer. But get yourself in there in a way that you're interested in the subject also. I think that it's not easy to fake these things. And the good news is that many, many billionaires these days seem to be marrying for smarts as well as for money. They're not looking for people who can't carry on a conversation.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's in it for the billionaire?
I think in a lot of cases, you have to ask that question, because if you're dating somebody who has all the money in the relationship, you need to know up front what you're giving. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble on the back end.
But this whole premise of marrying somebody for money, where that is the goal, isn't that like buying a house whose foundation is sand, essentially?
I think in a large number of cases, it can be. And that's why if you go into that kind of a marriage, you better have a prenup, and it better be tight, and you better have your own lawyer negotiating it for you.
All right, Jean Chatzky, thanks so much.
Sure.
Nice to see you.
You too.